podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Coop and Cassis for IFL TV. Do you know what? People would probably have paid money to see the last 3 minutes of our conversation, Fabio.
Why? What was the last 3 minutes? What are we going about?
I don't know. We're just talking bollocks or whatever.
Fucking talking bollocks like usual, mate.
Fabio Wardley, how are you, first of all?
I am good, thank you, sir. I am well. All is good. All is good.
You look a lot. Your face looks better than Sunday night. It's got no. Yeah,
no, it's good. Couple tablets of ibuprofen, mate. A little bit of ice. Ready to roll, mate. Phew. Back in the gym tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Sparring. Got it all going.
Bosh. All right. We spoke not immediately, but a couple of hours after your fight on Bank Holiday Sunday. I think the reaction to your fight has been rewarding, just, and very accurate in an absolute brutal bloodbath that you and Fraser Clark played out in the draw. Have you watched it back?
I haven't, no. I laid in bed last night, just before I went to sleep. I watched a few highlights, bits and bobs, but I haven't actually watched the whole fight back yet, no.
Okay. Is there a reason for that? It's been 4 days.
I'll be honest, I'm fucking exhausted by boxing, mate. I've got little leeches like you on my case 24/7, wanting interviews and to talk about it. And then every other cunt I speak to on the street wants to talk about it. And I just want 5 minutes to just chill out, not think about it, relax. And then I go on holiday next week. When I get back, I'll probably watch it properly then.
All right. I'm just going back to the point where you call me a leech.
Everyone wants their pound of flesh, mate. That's what you all want from me.
Oi, I'm here for rain and sun, and you should know that.
Well, I hear that.
But
All right.
Do you know what? It got a good gauge of how far your fight transcended when, and I'm sure I'm not the only person that had this as well, where people I know that are not really boxing fans are going, fuck you, mate, did you see them two fellas have a fight the other day on Sky? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, was you there, Coog? I was like, yeah, I was there, mate. So it kind of transcended outside of that kind of hardcore boxing market, the people that normally watch, whether it's you or whoever, they just watch everything. It completely transcended out of that, where people were reflecting on that Bank Holiday Monday as an absolute, like, what it was, a brutal bloodbath between you and Fraser.
Yeah, it was. And it's been a big uptick in terms of, like you say, outside of the core boxing fans and things like that, the more general casual fans or whatever have took a massive interest in it and were talking about it and things like that. So I'm glad it was the show that it was, because going into it, I was concerned, to be honest, about headlining the O2 and that being my only one, because the O2 is a fucking massive event. It's a massive arena. There's a lot of things, like, and for that to be my first one, I was like, shit, if this is shit, I'm going to be annoyed. Like, if there's 6,000 people in there, I'm going to be like, fuck's sake, like. But we got there. All the build-up was crazy. Everyone was roaring. It was going nuts. The crowd was like, what, 13, 14,000, something like that. It was crazy. So, it was a magical experience. It really was. In the moment while there, I didn't take too much time to really soak it in or pay too much attention to it. But over the next few days, I will.
For people that think that the O2 holds a 20,000 capacity, it actually doesn't. On a fight night, I think the most you can get in the O2 is around 16.6 or 16.7, as in 1,000, obviously. So that was a pretty much a full crowd in there, as you would get on any show. I know, like, people like to kind of add numbers onto oh yeah, it holds 20,000, etc. But it doesn't. It holds just under 17,000. I think
Yeah,
that
with
pretty much.
production and all that, you can probably get about 17
I
odd
don't
of
even
it.
think you can get 17 in there. I think it's under that. Even at whatever show you're doing, I think the most you can get in there is about 16.8. I think. I might be wrong, but anyway. So a few days to reflect. Obviously, the aftermath has carried on. Let's talk about this first of all, which you kind of been on Twitter today and putting out your not it's not your opinion. It's like the comments from Dan Raphael about a potential rematch between yourself and Fraser Clark, possibly for September. So you've not heard nothing about that or been approached about that.
Talking shit. Like no one's asked me. My phone hasn't rang. Like no one's consulted me about when I would like to fight next. Or my team definitely hasn't had any instruction from me to speak to Shalom or Fraser or their team at all about when to do it again. So I don't know. Maybe Dan heard that he overheard. Maybe Shalom said something like, "Oh, it would be a good potential to do it in September or something like that." Maybe it was a broad conversation, and somehow he's taken that for fact. But in terms of details and actually having negotiations and serious chats about it, no one's spoken to me about that whatsoever.
Just to go back to Dan Raphael, his tweet that he put out yesterday, per source, depending on how Wardley's nose heals from the great slugfest with Clark on Sunday, a rematch would be contemplated for September. A little bit vague, in terms of per source, etc. So it could have generally have come from anywhere.
More so. I think maybe he heard an offhand conversation or someone had an offhand comment about when it might be a good time to do it again, and somehow he's taken that for gospel of some sort. But there's been zero conversations on any sides about a rematch right now.
Have you had any contact since Sunday night, obviously, after the fight? Have you had since then? Have you had any contact with Fraser, messages or anything?
Nothing direct, no. We've had a few back and forth on Twitter, commending each other, congratulating each other, but nothing direct, no.
Yeah, we saw that today where you kind of pointed out it is just business.
It's just a job. It's just, I say this from the beginning, I say it to the end. I said, look, I'm just here to do a job, man. Don't take too much offense. Don't take it too hearted. We're just here to do a job, sell the fight, make some money. Crack on and move on. You're not the first person I've had a dig at. You won't be the last. Like, it's just what I do. It's just how it goes. So don't take it personally, which I don't think he did too much. I think he took it all right, pretty much. I didn't go too crazy on him either, so he was all right. But yeah, ultimately, it's just business. We're two men that gotta get in the ring, fight it out.
Obviously, you haven't watched the fight back. You've just let us know you haven't watched the fight back. But do you, if people say they believe that Fraser did enough to win the fight, do you think that's absolutely ridiculous? Or do you think it was a close fight? They may have a point. I don't know. Like, I felt I won the fight. What do you think about that a few days on?
No, look, I feel like I won the fight. I feel like I won the fight by a round or two. I feel like, especially with the knockdown and with the point deduction, I think I won the fight. But I'm not going to grumble too much because I can understand that some of those fights in there, it depending. The thing is with boxing, it's so ambiguous the way you judge it. So, what are you looking for exactly? Are you looking for someone who presses the fight? Who lands the more damaging shots, who has their opponent going a bit more, or just the cleaner boxing work, putting your punches together, the combinations, bits and bobs. There's two sides of it. I saw the compu box numbers as well, and I landed more punches than he did. So does that mean unequivocally I won the fight? Like it's hard to judge. That's the thing. So it is what it is. I'm not gonna cry about one people because for every 30 people that say he won, you'll find another 30 that said I won. So I was actually really, really quite, I guess, surprised at the amount of people that said, you know what, a draw is a fair result.
Yeah, I think a lot of people I spoke to kind of were without actually scoring it, were saying that it would have been very harsh for you or Fraser to have lost that fight, and that was kind of probably a common feeling amongst people because the fight was so good that it would have been very harsh for either of you to have lost that fight. But that doesn't really tell the story of who won the fight in terms of if you're scoring it round for round.
Yeah, of course. Ultimately, we both won the fight. Look, a fight like that, a fight of that magnitude, a show like that, a spectacle like that, a fight that goes down in history, we both won.
Something I'm quite curious to get your opinion on is this stuff that's going on at the moment between Eddie Hearn and Ben Shalom. And where Ben Shalom has been on TalkSport today, and he's said that, you know, the fact that this fight didn't happen last year with that Purse situation has contributed to both fighters being more experienced, most probably earning more money, and like in terms of viewing figures, profile, everything. So that happened over the weekend. But from your perspective, if that purse bid had gone through and that fight happened last year, I know it's difficult to say, but are you happy that the fight happened when it happened as opposed to when the purse bid situation was called? It's a difficult thing to answer. I appreciate that. I'm just
Yeah,
talking.
I don't know if I feel either way, because at the time I'd have been buzzing that the fight happened then. I'd been ready, raring to go, thought it was the right fight, right time, big show, big fight, kick on, yeah, cool. But then hindsight, not having it then, I was able to fight in Saudi on a massive card and then come back and turn this fight into an O2 headliner. So there's pluses and minuses on both sides. I don't just like whether it happened then, whether it happened now, who gives a fuck? Like, it doesn't matter. It's happened ultimately.
But you believe that the fight is bigger this time round when it happened as it would have done compared to 12 months ago.
Yeah, but that's because of all the previous, isn't it? That's because of it's because the fight didn't happen the first time around, is that it's bigger now. It's because of the purse bid and all the back and forth and all the social media antics and all the interviews and all of this and all of that and talking about it and doing this. And then even things like me going off to Saudi and fighting off a massive card and building my own profile makes this fight bigger. So, yeah, of course.
I know you put, and a lot of people pointed out over your last three fights, you've boxed on a Matchroom, Queensbury, and now Boxer Show back to back. Is that strictly business? Would you rather be with someone, as in a promoter, kind of full time? How do you really look at that?
I'm a promiscuous little fighter. That's what I am. I like to run around and test and see what everyone's got. I've said before, I'll say again, I'm never against multi-fight deals, signing in with promoters for long terms, doing deals. I'm just my always primary objective is being in control of my career. I think the prime example was Fraser Clark and what happened with him first time around, and him saying the powers that be wouldn't let him fight me when he felt like he was ready. I would absolutely hate to be in a situation like that. I'd resent my promoter for it. I'd resent my team around me for it. I wouldn't be happy in the slightest. So there's a way to navigate that where I'm in control of my own career, and I'm more than happy to work with Ed again. Even though he did pick Fraser, a little cunt, but still. I'd be more than happy to work with Ed again, go back to Matchroom. I'd be more than happy to work with Frank again and go back to Queensbury. I'd be more than happy to work with Ben and go back to Sky. Like, I'm cool with all of them. I get on. I think the way I'm obviously I'm obviously a bit of an anomaly in the way I do things. But I think it works because I keep it honest. I don't lie. I don't feed anyone any sort of dreams or promise anyone to say, yeah, I'll sign with you, I'll sign with you, and then fuck off over there. I say, look, these are my terms. This is what I want. This is what I'm looking for. Can you help me? Or can we at least meet somewhere close? If not, okay, cool. I'll go chat to the next guy. And we keep it moving like that. And after every fight, I'm sure over the next few weeks, months or whatever, I'll sit down with Ed, I'll sit down with Frank, I'll sit down with Ben again, and we'll reassess.
Fantasy question. Shalom, Warren Hearn.
Eddie.
Hold on. They offer you a free fight deal for the same money, all of them, and the same opponents. Who do you pick?
Ed.
You go with Ed.
Yeah, even though he's a little cunt and he picked Fraser. Look, I've got a lot of affinity to Matchroom and those guys and that
You've
team.
had
And
most of your fights with Matchroom, to be fair.
that's what I mean. I had a real big bulk of my career with Matchroom, and I developed a great relationship with all the guys there. I developed a good relationship with Eddie, Frank Smith, those boys. Like, I get on really well with them. And if there was ever the opportunity to go back there and everything was flat on the table, even Stevens, then yeah. But if there's more money elsewhere, then there's more money elsewhere. Like, I'm not a bullshitter. I'm not here to play a game. Let's be honest. We're all here to make some money. Like, I've got a good 5, 6 years left in my career. I'm putting my life on the line every time I get in the ring. I'm here to make some money. So, and same as them as promoters. They're cool. We get along. Like, Eddie's not going to be best man at my wedding. Like, he's not my fucking best pal. Like, we're not going to go for beers on the weekend. Like, it's a business arrangement. Let's be very honest, and everyone knows that. I'm not going to sugarcoat it at all. Same with Frank and same with Ben. Like, it's just we're in it for business. So keep it obvious, keep it plain that way, and we can all work.
Let's talk about you moving forward now. Obviously, when I spoke to you after your fight, and I said that, actually prior to your fight, let's go back to that. And I said, would this be your kind of last fight at this kind of level? And it was harsh to call this kind of British level because we know it wasn't. But you said that possibly it would be. Now moving forward, is it all depends on if there is an offer there financially that is more beneficial for you to rematch Fraser Clark, then you will do that ahead of kind of trying to pursue to go up to that kind of fringe world level, however you want to call it.
Yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? Is that if that fight makes enough sense and makes enough money, then yeah, we'll do it. Or if there's other options for other fights elsewhere they're gonna make me a few quid and they're big shows, big events, another title or something like that. Another way to push my career forward, rankings wise, things like that, then we'll go with that one. But that we need time to assess and have a look.
Do you want a fan perspective?
Do I want one?
Yes. Do you
I
want
know what it is. Everyone wants the Fraser fight.
fucking do the Fraser rematch?
No, fuck off. Pay me some more. I'll tell you what, I'll set up a GoFundMe, and
Why? If you did that, yeah, you'd outdo your purse.
if I set up a GoFundMe for everyone that wants a Fraser fight, stick a quid in, and then I'll 70-30 it with Fraser.
You know what? It's funny because everyone's like, and everyone I spoke to this week's like, yeah, blah, blah, as I said, and the blood, you see the blood in the ring and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, I asked you about this the other day, and you're thinking, yeah, thanks, I've just gone through it. But, everyone can like, the pats on the back, do they help? Does it make you feel any better? Obviously, it was a draw, but does it make you feel any better? And people go, fucking hell, mate, that was a fucking war, mate, and all that. Does it?
No, it massively does. Look, I said that a draw feels like a loss. It always will, but the fight itself, for that fight to be in the history books, to be well remembered, to be one that people are talking about a lot, for it to just be like a legendary fight mixed in the name of like Joshua and AJ and stuff. It's just like, I'm like, fuck me. It's just little old me, like white collar fab. And somehow I've headlined the O2 and I've put on a fucking legendary fight that people are going to remember forever to defend the British title. Like, what? So yeah, all the little pats on the backs and the well done's are massive, because that's what I want for my career as well. Don't get me wrong, I want to make a few quid. I want to have some good fights and blah, blah, blah. But I want to look back on my career and go, you know what? I was up for it. I got stuck in. I didn't care who. I didn't care where. I didn't care the promoter. I'll go to your backyard, no problem. I was just here for the big fights and the big moments. And that was one of them. And it's one definitely at the end of my career I'll look back on and be really proud of.
And if you get a few quid along the way, happy days.
Money, money, baby.
All right, well, listen. Thank you very much for spending your Thursday evening with me. I don't know what you're doing now, but...
I've got dinner in a bit.
Oh, nice. What are you having, mate?
I'm going to scare the fucking waitress, probably. Just going with some friends. Probably have a bit of steak, you know? Treat myself, something nice. Maybe a little bit of red wine.
Is it a little bit of time out for you now, obviously? A little bit.
Yeah, downtime. Look, I'm having this week off. I've got a holiday next week. I'll get back after, and then we'll crack on.
Okay. Fabio Wardley, thank you very much for your time. As always, whatever happens will happen. Have you got anything else you'd like to say?
Stop wearing Palm Angels tops, mate. It's getting fucking boring.
Okay, Fabio. Okay, Fabio. Thank you very much, mate. And listen, we'll definitely catch up again soon.
All right, boy. Sports Social Podcast Network.